Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Spirit Alive Network, your transformation station. This is the Faith Cafe, and I'm your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. So glad you tuned in on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Hope that you are rejoicing and being glad in it, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. He's good all the time. And thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Him. Praise God forevermore. Let's go directly to the throne room of God. We don't do anything here on this network until we acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. Father, we just thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy. Father, we thank you for being able to come once again before your people, Father God, to bring forth the oracles of you. And Father, I pray that your word, Father God, would fall upon good ground, Lord, that you have prepared the soil to receive your word. For your word is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword, Father God, and it divides from both spirit and soul. And Father, we thank you for your word, and we know your words are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. And Father, we ask that you just prepare the hearts of people to receive, Lord, that they will bring forth fruit, Father, and the fruit would remain in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you today, give you a lesson on the integrity of God's word. And before I get started, you want to get a pen, you want to get paper, you want to get your Bibles if you can. I'm aware some of you may not be able to get out your Bibles, but if you're somewhere listening at work or wherever you may be listening at, if you can get pen and paper, you want to jot down scripture. As you know, if you listen to me on a regular basis, you know that I give a lot of scriptures. And I give scriptures because I want you to go back and study them, you know, so you can be empowered, you know, with the word of God where you have knowledge. So the integrity of God's word, and the foundation scripture here is Psalms 119:89. And that scripture says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." This is what the psalmist said, that, "Lord, thy word is settled. It is forever settled in heaven." Meaning if God's word is forever settled in heaven, God's word has the final authority. It has the final authority of anything that we do or say. God's word has that final authority. In God's word, it's sound. That's 2 Timothy. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1:13. No, God's word is sound. It's sound. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:13 says, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." So God's word is sound. So we can't get any sounder than that, than God's word. His word is pure. Psalms 12:6. His word is pure. Let's take a look at that. The pureness of God's word, Psalms 12:6. And it says, "The word of the Lord are pure like silver, tested in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. So that's the process of how they did silver back in those days. They processed silver and gold differently, but the silver was put into a pot and it was fried, and, you know, until they got all the impurities out. So 7 times heated. So God's word is pure. And God's word is wisdom. Let's look at Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 reads, "For my son, if you will receive my words and lay up my commandments with so that you incline thine ear unto my wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding." Praise God. So God's word is wisdom, and his word also is life and health to our flesh. Let's look at Proverbs 4 and 20, verses 20 through 22. So we want to get God's word because it is. Here Proverbs says, it's 4 and 20, verse 20 through 22, says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all your flesh." Praise God. So his words are health to our flesh, they're life. So we want to get the word of God. Hallelujah. And the word, and God's word, in studying it, you gain knowledge. When you gain knowledge, you know, you have power. You gain power because knowledge is power. You know, the world say that, and it's a very true saying. You know, knowledge is power. No one can take away what you know, what you have learned. They can't take away your knowledge. So knowledge is power, and when we get knowledge of the word of God, we gain power over the enemy, over Satan, the devil, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him. When we get knowledge, we get power over him. We learn how we can combat against his tactics, you know, and we learn how to stand fast in the word of God. And so when we have God's word also, it releases faith, and faith is active. Faith is to be active in our lives, and by faith, we are required to live by faith. The word of God says over Hebrews, I think, that faith, we're required by faith, because without faith, we cannot please God. So we must have faith in order to please God. So we must have faith, and that's Romans 10:17. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that doesn't mean that we just heard it one time, hear it a couple of times, but we continually hearing the word of God continuously. But his word will bring faith. And we know without faith, it is impossible to please God. His word also will make us free, and that's John 8:32, says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." But the truth won't just make you free just by you knowing the truth. You must, number one, embrace the truth, act upon it by letting the truth take root down in your heart. And once you take root, you embrace it, you let it take root, and you begin to actively get involved with the word of God. By doing the word of God, living it, then you can be free. Then you can be made free by that. But it's not going to be made free just by, you know, saying the word will make you free. You must allow it to make you free. It's just hearing the word alone, it's not getting the job done. And we want to get the job done by, when we release faith, we want to be made free of whatever we need to be free of. And we want to walk in active faith, faith that gets results. The word says again, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And those that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So God's word, actively believing it and speaking it, it will bring results. Praise God, and doing it. And God's word prevails as long as we say it and speak it forth. Let's say Matthew. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, very familiar scripture. This is when Jesus had been on a fast. He had been on a fast for 40 days, and here comes Lucifer. Here comes the devil. You know, he decides, and that's the way the devil plays. He does play fair. He will come after you at your most vulnerable time. You know, you may be down or something. A lot of things are going on. You're hurting and you're feeling just crushed. And this is the time that Satan will come to you at your most vulnerable, because I say he's a coward. He doesn't fight. He don't fight fairly. You know, we were growing up, you know, and we said fighting fairly was a fist fight. But, you know, if you use the weapon, that's not fair, you know, because, you know, you're using something else rather than your fist. So Satan don't fight fairly. So he came to Jesus after Jesus had been on a fast for 40 days. So he figured Jesus may have been vulnerable. He have not eaten in 40 days. So he figured he would come and try to tempt him. So these were the words what Jesus spoke to him when he came to him and told him about eating. When he told him he'd been on the fast, then why don't you turn these stones to bread? You know, if you be the Son of God, come to turn these stones to bread. Jesus speaks to him, Matthew chapter 4, and the words that Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that come out of the mouth of God. Satan didn't just end it right there. He came to him a couple of more times. And each time, Jesus spoke the word of God to him and told him, it is written, and he told him what God's word said. Now Satan, he came with the word of God. He said, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. He also came to him. He said, God said he'll give you angels charge over you, and so forth and so on. But he taken the word of God out of context. He did not rightfully divide the word. So Jesus sent him on his way packing by telling him, it is written. So the word of God is the only thing that will stand, and that will make Satan get off your back and go the other way when you speak the word of God to him. Because when Jesus spoke to him that last time and told him to get behind him, he left. The words say he left for a season. So he left it because he knew he had no territory there. He had no gain there. Jesus spoke the word to him because Jesus was the word, and he was the word that had been made flesh. So when he spoke the word unto him, he knew nothing else he can do but leave. That's our example. We're to speak forth the word of God. When Satan come on riding on our back or get on our shoulder and try to tell you certain things, you're to speak the word to him. And that's the only thing that will send him on his way. Let's look at Luke 10:19. Let's look at that scripture, Luke 10:19. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. Oh, the Lord is good and his mercy, it endures forever. Oh, the goodness of God. Word say the goodness of God, it leadeth men unto repentance. And the Lord is just good, and he's gracious, and he's kind and merciful. Praise God. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread up on serpents, up on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. So God gives us power, power to tread on the devil, step all over his head. He gives us that power and authority to walk, trample all over him. And we, and all, meaning all his demonic activity, it don't matter what, all means all. All power and activity of the devil, and he said nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, shall by any means hurt us. So praise God, we have authority in Jesus Christ. So take your authority, your rightful place, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God's word prevails in our lives as we are born again believers. John 8 and 31. Let's take a look at that one. John 8, the Gospel of John 8 and 31. And that reads, then said Jesus, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Okay. Continuing in his word, these are the words of Jesus, continuing in his word, in his teaching. We abide in him and we hold fast to that. And we don't let go of it no matter what. We don't let go, come hell, come high water. You know, as we used to say in the South, come hell, come high water. You don't let go, you hold fast. And you don't let go, and we live in accordance to his word, then we are his true disciples indeed. Truly, we are his disciples. Praise God. So God's word prevails in prayer. John 15 and 7. John 15, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Okay? So abiding in his word, we continue in his word, meaning we abide, we continue in his word. And it's in our hearts, it's in our mind. You know, it's in the forefront of our life where we're living by it. And we could ask whatever, and it will be done of the Father. We ask it in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and it will be done of the Father. Let's look at first, and jot down, I won't go there to that scripture, but jot down 1 John 5, 14 and 15, and it begins to tell us this is the confidence that we have in God, that we can ask anything according to his will, he hear us. So jot those, that scripture down, 1 John 5, 14 and 15. You can read it later. Praise God. God's word cleanses us. God's word cleanses us, where we are made clean by the word. John 15 and 3. We are clean by the word. We are clean. You are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So God's word cleanses us. It cleanses us. We are clean by his word, are cleansed by his word. Okay, and we are to study his word to show ourselves approved, 2 Timothy 2:15. So studying diligently to present yourself approved to God, that we're workmen that has no reason to be ashamed, that we correctly analyzing and accurately, skillfully presenting the word of God in truth. Praise God. So we're to studying. And, you know, and sometimes people get that kind of mixed up of studying and, you know, of presenting the word, where they kind of argue with people. But the word of God will speak for itself. We don't have to argue the word with anyone. We speak forth what God's word says, and God's word is the final authority. We don't have to argue with anyone. And God hastens to perform his word, just Jeremiah 1:12, and that's 12b. So God, he moves quickly to perform his word. Let's go to that. Let's take a look at that. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Jeremiah 1:12, okay. And the prophet Jeremiah says, and then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. O God, he will quickly come to his word. He will come to the rescue, so he hastened to perform his word. So God is alert. He nor slumber nor sleep. He's watching over his word to perform it. So we know that God's word over in Isaiah 55, I think it's 54, that God's word will not return unto him void. Okay, let's go. I'm going to go to that scripture real quick. It's not in my notes, but it was just quickened in my spirit. So let's take a look there at that scripture. Let me make sure I have it correctly before I give it to you. It just came in my spirit. Let's see. Okay, yes. That's Isaiah 55. Let's begin here at verse 10. For as the rain come down and the snow from heaven and return not there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word, verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of thy mouth, out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's God's word. Hallelujah. His word to me is sign, seal, and deliver. No questions. And we know when we are praying and whatever we ask in agreement to God's word, and we praying the word of God, we know it's going to come to pass no matter how long it takes, because God's timetable is not our timetable. Hallelujah. God hastens to, he quickly comes to perform his word. He watches over it, and it will not return unto him void. It is going to accomplish what it's sent to do. That is a surety there. Okay, and let's look at the reality of God's word. The reality of God's word is number one, we must put God first in everything. You know, his word must always be in the forefront. Putting him first, acknowledge him in everything that we do by putting him first. And always his word, acknowledging his word, having his word in the forefront of our minds, on our hearts. So whatever, having that word, I said, bound around your neck, whatever that, any decisions that we're making, business or whatever, a family, then we always should be thinking in line with the word of God and always having that in forefront. on the forefront. And for the Bible is the Word of God, and so God, that's God's Word, and that means the Bible is speaking to you. And I remember when I was growing up, and that was a song that we would sing, you know, that that the Bible is right, somebody's wrong. And it would say the God's Word, when you read the Word of God, that's God talking to you, which it is. That is God speaking to you in His Word. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3. Getting ahead of myself here. 1 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Okay, and that reads, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man, you know, I say man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Praise God. I'm going to read this to you in the Amplified. I love the way that it reads in the Amplified. It says, every scripture is God-breath, given by His inspiration and profitable for instruction, reproof, and correction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness and holy living, in conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man, I say man or woman, man and woman, because in God we are one, it's neither male nor female, we are one in Christ, that God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Praise God, hallelujah, that we equip for every good work. Okay, and believe only what God's words say, not what your opinion may dictate, whatever, but it's what God's word says, and that we're not to be double-minded. Okay, we're not to be double-minded. God's word, that scripture here, just tells us that He instructs us, and it also will convict us of sin. It'll bring correction when we're in error, and it will train us up in righteousness, you know, for holy living. So allow the word of God, believe only that, and allow it to take place in your life, and not to be double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and a double-minded man receives nothing of the Lord. So, and it's not about what you think, but it's about what God's word says. And just to recap real quick here, God and His word are one. And we are to, number one, we're to hear the word, we are to speak the word, we are to be doers of the word by living by the word of God, and we are to pray the word. Praise God, and I am out of time. Praise God for tuning in on this day. And be sure to tune in tonight, 7 p.m., Evangelist Janie Branch. You know, prayer changes things, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And remember, 1 John 5:4, whoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. To everyone that are listening, thank you for tuning in, and be sure to tune in next week, same time. Praise God for you. And until, I've been your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter, and from all of us here at Spirit Alive Network, I say be ye transformed, and good night, and God bless.